He took one of the nice little trout on his plate and touched its tail with his finger. To his horror, it was immediately changed from a well-fried brook trout into a gold fish. Its little bones were now golden wires, its fins and tail were thin plates of gold, and there were the marks of the fork in it. A very pretty piece of work, as you may suppose. Only King Midas just at that moment would much rather have had a real trout in his dish. "I don't quite see," thought he to himself, "how I am to get any breakfast." He took one of the smoking hot cakes and had scarcely broken it when it took on the yellow color of Indian cornmeal. Almost in despair, he helped himself to a boiled egg, which immediately underwent a change similar to that of the trout and the cake. The egg, indeed, might have been mistaken for one of those which the famous goose in the storybook was in the habit of laying, but King Midas was the only goose that had had anything to do with the matter. "Well, this is a puzzle," thought he, leaning back in his chair and looking with envy at little Marigold, who was now eating her bread and milk with great satisfaction. "Such a costly breakfast, and nothing that can be eaten."